Just a couple of quick announcements before we start. First of all, the sponsor of today's breakfast share is Rebrand Batsarabi. It was his father, David Ben Michel's Yortzeit on Yom Rishon. And he's sponsoring the breakfast today, and it should be a near for the Neshama. Yeah. Two other announcements that the people aren't here, so maybe we'll wait a little bit if they get here. Well, one's definitely not coming, some others will say Mazel Tov to Daniel Sheff. Well, having made a seam on Paul Talmud Bavli. What? I haven't started yet. I'm starting. I'm standing and talking. You know me well enough. Yeah. Grab a bagel. Daniel Sheff finished us. The whole of Talmud Bavli made a seam on Sunday night. So he's not here now, but I want to wish him Mazel Tov. The other Mazel Tov, let's see. If he comes in, we'll wish him Mazel Tov. Okay, we're going to start dealing with a subject now that is too big to be dealt with in this environment. We're going to start, and we'll see. We'll see where it goes. What the bikushim? Maybe we'll do a follow up. But at least the basic principles and understanding of what's going on in the world at the moment, through Chazal's eyes, and how that affects us and makes claims and demands on us, is what we want to try and achieve here today, if we can. So before we look at us, we first have to look and understand what is Ishmael, what does Chazal say about Ishmael. And how we deal with that, because it's, as you know, the times we live in are very confusing. There's no clarity. And the only place you can get clarity is in the Torah. There's nowhere else. So let's go into the Torah. Let's look at the subject a little bit deeply. That's maybe a little bit more deeply than you're used to looking at it. And try and understand what is going on and what that obligates me. Because we'll see some very interesting Yotzeidus here. The Balak Turim, at the end of Chaya Sora, go through the Ptukim here, it's talking about Eilein B'nai Yishmael, Eilein Yishmoysam, the Chatzareim, who betrayed some name, also the Sim, Lumosam, there were 12 princes of a Yishmael, at least their names. We'll come back to those names now, they're very critical. And then it says, the last pasuk in Chaya Sora, they'll dwell in the land of Tzur, which is next to Mitzrayim. But the literal translation is, he will fall on all his brothers. We're showing him a lot of different ways of trying to understand what's Nafal. Rashi says it's Shocha, and he will dwell. As we know, Yishmael dwells everywhere. Al kol pnei ochiv Nafal. The Balak Turim points out, the juxtaposition to the next pasuk, to the beginning of Toldos, is they only told us Yitzchak ben Avram, Avram hoided is Yitzchak. Keshen Nofal, Ishmael, then, and he says, then the Zera of David HaMelech, who is a descendant of Yitzchak, will rise. When Yishmael's Nofal, then B'nai David can come to the fore, who is a descendant of Yitzchak. We know that Bnei David is also a descendant of Avram and Yaakov. Why is the Balak Turim highlighting that he's a descendant of Yitzchak? So hopefully by the time we finish here today, we'll understand everything today is to understand that Balak Turim, essentially. Okay. We'll come back to that. There is a very long letter that the Rambam wrote to the residents of Taiman, who were suffering terribly at the hands of the same person we're suffering today from. And he wrote a very long letter. I'm just going to read out a few parts that are relevant to us. He discusses Leitrus there, he discusses a long, long, very, very fascinating letter. And he says like this, V'atem achenu, you my brothers. He's talking to people in Taiman, he's talking to us as well today. You should know, my brother, he says, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he peeled us, he sort of threw us into, as a result of Avanoseinu, amongst this nation, the nation of Yishmael, the Rosom Chazaka, his evil is very, very strong. And they use all their chokmah to do evil against us. Then we're going to talk about also today. The most gozer aleinu yisbarach. Kaddishol never had a greater enemy than this. And there was ever a nation that pressed us and pushed us and oppressed us as much as they did. Shafilu dover ha-melech ha-shalom, kashnerol baruch ha-kodesh, kol ha-tzoris ha-sidos l'Yisrael, hit li litzoy, dover ha-melech, with his ruch ha-kodesh, when he saw that Tzoris Yisrael was going to cause us, he started shouting, v'koinen v'loshen umo, miro v'resmel v'omo, oili kigati meshech shakanti im oile kedo. Kedo is one of the 12, one of the descendants of Yishmael, and the founder, the Rambam calls the Meshugana, the founder of this religion, was descended from Kedor. He discusses the interesting sus that Kedor had to be the ancestor of him. But that's what David HaMelech says, Oili kigate meshe chachantim oile Kedor. Woe to me when I'm going to be living surrounded by the tents of Kedor. We don't know what he's talking about, but I don't know. And he goes on and talks about Kedor. The suffering, the shibud that this Yishmael places upon us is beyond our ability to deal with. You don't have the koyach to handle this. And Lamed Ches, in Kapitel Lamed Ches, I didn't hear and I didn't open my mouth. From the Pasuk. Again, that Pasuk that we brought right at the beginning, where he lists the names of Yishmael's descendants. Over there, there are three descendants. There are three descendants of Yishmael. Umishma, Vaduma, Umasa. Mishma, Duma, Vamasa. Chazal Dashin from there, to the Rambam brings here, based on the Pasuk in Tehillim. You have to hear all the lies of Yishmael, because he's a very good liar. We know that. And you have to keep quiet. What's Mishma Duva Mamasa? Shma doing the saw. You have to hear his insults, hear his checker, you have to hear it. You have to be keep quiet. The saw, you have to bear the burden. That's the Rambam based on Chazal. There's an Ibn Ezra. Okay, so just before we get there, we know that Yishmael is a terrible problem. That's for sure. But you say that he's the worst problem we've ever had? I mean, you guys have learned a bit of history, yeah? You've heard of Koros, Babel, you heard about the Yevonim, the Russians, the Germans, the Ukrainians. And I'm telling you something, some serious policies. To say this is the worst, it's bad, but to say this is the worst, what's the worst about this? They killed a few less, they killed a few more. Well, what's the problem here? Ibn Ezra and Daniel, if you want to make a further study of the subject, the Navi Daniel is a good place to go. He discusses everything that's going on now in detail. But the Ibn Ezra there asks a very penetrating question. We know there's four goluses, Dalet Malchus, four goluses. And we know now that we're in a Golus called Golus Yishmael. We're in Golus Edom as well, but in Golus Edom, there's another Golus called Golus Yishmael. There's another Golus which we want to talk about maybe at another time we can't talk about now, and that's called the Golus of the Erev Rav. It's very connected to this, but there's no time for that right now. So we're in Golus Yishmael, but we don't see anywhere Golus Yishmael mentioned in the Torah. The Ibn Ezra's question, not mine. None of Golus we know about. So where's Golus Yishmael? Why is it not illuminated? So he wants to say maybe to make Edom and Yavon one, and then Yishmael will be the fourth one, but Chazal don't say that anywhere. We don't see that anywhere. There's four Malchias, there's four goddesses based on the four Pesukim, and we know every time we talk about goddesses, we talk about the four goddesses, the four Malchias. So where's Golus Yishmael fit into the Marechet? So there are those that want to say that Chazal never knew about this religion. They didn't know about this goddess because it only started, you know, in the 600s or whatever, was after Chazal, was in time of the Goyim, and Chazal didn't know about that. But of course, that's nonsense. Because if we're going to see, and we've seen already, Chazal knew and understood in intricate detail who he was and what he was going to do. So where's Golus Yishmael? We don't even talk about this, that Ramban talks about this. At the end of the day, the final consensus is based on the Maharal. The Maharal says this, Mufurish in Neh Mitzvah, Maharal's Pirish on Chanukah. The Maharal says like this. There's two Marochas here. There's two separate systems. There's a system called the Talad Malchios, and then there's Yishmael. Two separate systems, two separate Marochas. How do you translate Marochas? I don't know. The Talad Malchios work. They can't coexist. When we're up, they down. When they're up, we're down. They suck their existence out of us. We can't mutually coexist. They get their power from our nefilah. When we're up, they have no power. They need to suck their power from us. Most interesting examples of this is in Megillah. The Midrash in Megillah Esther says, it should be a little bit in Yonah de Yoma as well. The Megillah says, the Pasuk says, with Yashav Achashverosh Alakise, he was sitting on his throne in Shushan. The Malach HaShoros, the Midrash said, had a taina. How does a goy come to be Yashav? Yashav is Loshon Shvisa Shabbos. How's a goy sitting? How does he have a source to be Yashav? It's a Malach, I have a problem with this in Chazal. So Kodesh Baruch Hu says to them, I'm cutting this very short, because of their Chilul Shabbos. Klal Yisrael weren't keeping Shabbos properly. So the Goyim got the ability to be Yashav. What does the Midrash mean that you understand that we spoke about it once here? But we see that the Goyim get the Koyach from us. So it's much easier to deal with because you know what's wrong and you fix it and then they go away. With Yishmael, says the Maharal, it's not so simple. Because Yishmael has a Yichus of his own. Yishmael doesn't need you in order to have an existence. Yishmael is Zera Avram. And as we're about to see, there's a lot of problems with that fact that he's Zera Avram. Let's learn a little bit of Chumash. So can we sort of glance over that should have us trembling? Okay. So Hashem comes to Avram and he tells him, I'm going to give you a son through Sarah, and I'll bless her, and she'll give rise to nations, kings, and peoples rise from it. Avram's been told now that Sarah's going to have a child, yeah? What's his biggest problem? Avram fell on his face and laughed. Avram falls on his face and he says, 100 years I'm going to have a child with a woman of 90. Once he's finished laughing, listen to what he says. Luz Ishmael Yisri Nefanehu. Luz Ishmael Yichle Nefanecha. May it be, he's been told that he's going to be Yitzchak. And his Zerah and his future of the Klal Yisrael is going to be Yitzchak. But he's very worried about what's going to be with Yishmael. And he asks Hashem, Lu Yishmael Yichle Nefanecha. And Hashem, may Hashem, he's asking, please, Hashem should, Yishmael should live with you, in front of you. And Hashem says, V'yayim Elokim, Abasari ishtecha yeledes lecha ben v'krosi shmo Yitzchok. Sarah's going to have a child, you'll call him Yitzchok. One of the three people, Yitzchok and Yitzchok, were two of the three people Hashem gave them their names. V'akimaisi es brisi ito lebris oilum lezorah charev. The bris that I'm making is going to be worth Yitzchok. This is after Abraham asked, Lu Yishmael lefanecha. And then he says, your bris and your continuation is through Yitzchok. Uli Yishmael shmaticho. But I've heard your request, your tefillah for Yishmael. The God Yishmael, I heard you. And I blessed him, and I'll make him fruitful. I'm just reading the translation here. And I'll increase him most exceedingly, and he'll beget. Anybody still speak like that? He'll beget 12 tribes. And I'll make him into a great nation. How did that happen? I really daven for Yishmael, and Hashem said, "Shmatipo, Yishmael, Shmatipo, I've heard you." And all the brachas Yishmael has comes directly from Avram. He doesn't need us to get his yichus. He has a yichus directly to Avram Avinu through Avram Avinu. And this is where the tension lies. This is where the tension lies. They claim they know these psukim very well. By the way, they hang on to these psukim. And they claim they the real Zerubbabel. We say we are. The Tzukim say we are. But they claim that they are. And it's not so simple. Not simple at all. What happened after this? After this, Avraham Avinu took Yitzchak and entered him into a bris kodesh. He had bris milah. And he entered into bris kodesh. We'll come back to bris. We'll see what the bris does. Bris kodesh. Chazal tell us when they went into the Bris Kodesh, they gave him a schus in the land. You see, Chazal knew long before this happened that when the land will be barren, when Klal Yisrael will go into Golus, they'll rule the land. They'll rule the land, and they'll make it very difficult for Klal Yisrael to come back. All the other goluses, all the other Malchuses took us out of Israel. That's what you were talking about, Reb David. They took away our kingship and threw us into Golus. Yishmael prevents us from coming back. We want to come back to our homeland, and they don't let us. They don't make it very comfortable and very easy for us to come back. And how long is that going to last? Until the schus of Yishmael goes away. And in the meantime, the Rambam says, Shema doin v'sam. But there's something else we have to do here. Let's not understand what's going on here. There's just too many similarities to be able to ignore Yishmael. Let's have a look at some of them and try and pierce through to the sheker of their milers and see how that affects us. Thereby, no, this should be Balak. Ash is Balak. Oh, yes, it is in part of Balak. And it should be Pasuk Chaf Gimel. Oh, there with Bilam, the Pasuk says like this, V'yisa m'sholoi, v'yoyma oy mi yichye misuma eil. The simple translation is, who will survive when he imposes these? Rashi said it's going to be very hard for Klal Yisrael to survive when that shibud that we're talking about now comes upon them. If the Baal Dasan from Yahoim Miyichye Misumoy Mishmoy Kail. Woe to us from that nation who has Kail in his name. We know that Klal Yisrael has Hashem's name in his name. No other nation has Hashem's name in his name. Yisrael Kail. No one else has his name. Except Yishmael. Yishmael has Hashem's name in his name. And how did he get name? Because Hashem told her what to call it. Hashem named him, put his name in it. He has Hashem's name in his name. So he's a spiritual being. There's spirituality in his life. His essence is Kail. The other problem we have with this, the Pasuk in Tehillim, Shira Malos, probably noticed this already. Shira Master David Lula Hashem Shayulanu, had Hashem not been with us, Yomeno Yisrael, Lula Hashem Shayanu Bukuma Leni Odom. Yisrael should say, had it not been when Hashem was with us, when Adam came upon us, we would have been completely wiped away. We'd be nothing left of us. Lule Hashem Hayolanu. But it says it twice. Lule Hashem Shayolanu. Lule Hashem Shayolanu. Bukum alein Adam. Atem kruim Adam va'ein umesayulam karu Adam. Adam is Klalisrael. Adam is Klalisrael. And now umesayulam karuim Adam. So who's the Adam here? Had it not been for Hashem when Adam came in person, wouldn't have survived. He's Adam. Yisrael is an Adam. Is a pair of Adam, or it is an Adam. And we'll see what that means soon. He's an Adam. What does an Adam mean? What is Adam? What's the speak of Adam? What's Adam going to do with anything? So Adam, I should have had these things marked before. Oh, well, I didn't. At the beginning of Bereshis, when a Kodesh Baruch Hu creates the Yitzah Hashem Elokim Es Adam Ofer Min Adam V'Yipach V'Af Nishmas Chayim V'Yeh Adam L'Nefesh Chayo, the Yitzer has got two yuds in it, Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. Adam is a creature that lives in Olam Hazeh, but his focus is always on Olam Haba. Yishmael has Adam, this Koyach of being in Olam Hazeh, but he's always thinking about Olam Haba. We'll come back to what his Olam Haba looks like. Very important, your soul. You all know what his Olam Haba is. You don't, you don't. I can't be explicit here. A Mavin Yovin. We'll have to come back and understand that. It's critical to understand what that is. But he has a focus on Olam Haba. He talks about it all the time. He's better be Moshe Nefesh for it. That's Adam. Another similarity. We Adam, he's Adam. Per Adam. We Yisrael, he's Yishmael. Then he was Nechnas, as we mentioned, the Bris Milah. What's the Koyach of Bris Milah? What does that give him? What is that? So the Ramban tells us that Bris Milah gives you the ability to be Ma'amin Beliboy, Shashem Levodoy Bal HaYacholus. Shashem Levodoy Bal HaYacholus. There's no power in the world other than Hashem. That's what Bris Milah gives you the Koyach to do. And he has that. You know, of all the nations in the world, of all the religions in the world, there's only one nation that believes that Hashem is Bala Yekoilus. All the other religions have either Avodah Zorah or Moshe says Shutfus. There's no other religion that governs to the one God, Noah, except Yishmael. Rabbi Shmuel Diskin was unquestionably the God of Doi, lived in the old city after he came from his Sarath of Risk. Great Pesach, great Godel. Good. I heard this via Rabbi Moshe Shapira, but it's a well-known suck of his. You know, when the Arabs get called to daven in the mosque, they don't know if they have time to get there, so they take out their little carpet and they daven wherever they are, in the middle of the road, the side of the road. If you sure they wouldn't walk down at Amos in front of an Arab who was davening. There's a halacha not to walk. We don't even keep it, but there's a halacha not to walk four others in front of someone who's davening. Yeah? Rabbi Shmuel wouldn't walk in front of an Arab who was davening because he's davening to Elokei Avraham. It's called tefillah. Rabbi Shapira used to say, there lies the pachad of Yishmael. There's the pachad of Yishmael. He's davening Le'elokei Yisrael. The lo pashut bichlal. Lo pashut bichlal. So that's four things we've seen now. His name, his Adam. Brit Mila gives him, by the way, he only has the first five of the Yudgimelech Torah. We'll come back to that maybe if we have time, I don't know. But he only has the first five. The rest of the Ikarim, he doesn't take you seriously. We'll see what that means if we have time. And then Tfilah, he has davening. He's davening. Once you understand that he's the Bala Yefodos, that he's the only one to daven to, so daven to him. And then finally, and this is probably the biggest one, and this is where we'll be able to pierce through to the Sheker of Yishmael, is his Chesed. Well, no, Yishmael's into Chesed. Big into Chesed. Achnosis Olchim. Well, in his house, by the way. When you leave, he'll kill you. But when you leave his house, he'll die to save you. That's the way they work at the service. Where did he get this Midot Chesed from? From Abraham. Picket and Ezra brings a Moedika Maisa. After Yishmael was thrown out of Abram's house with Hagar, he went to live in the desert. And Abram was very worried about him, very concerned about his son. So he went to look for him. So made inquiries and he found out where he was. And in the heat of the day, he went to visit him one day. He arrived there. There was a woman outside. She said, "Excuse me, where's Yishmael?" She said, "He's not here. He's gone out, whatever. I don't know what he was doing." He said, "I'm very hot and I'm very thirsty. Could you give me a little bit of bread and water?" He said, "No, I'm sorry. We don't have any." He said, "Okay, fine. Did you know when Yishmael comes back, he'll tell him there's something wrong with his doorstep. Something wrong with his doorstep. He'll understand." Yishmael came back. She said, "There's an old man here. He asked for bread and water. Of course, I didn't give him." And he said, "I'm going to tell you something wrong with your doorstep." He understood and he divorced her on the spot. Divorced on the spot. Hagar was still alive. She went off. She found him another wife. You know what she was called? Fatuma. The founder of the religion called his daughter Fatima. That's where it comes from. He knew this Chazal as well. Fatuma. 3 years later, the Midrash says, the Pekinah Rebbe says, Abram came back again in the heat of the day, knocks on the door, woman opens the door, Yishmael is not here. He says, "Look, I'm tired, I'm thirsty, give me some drink." She says, "With pleasure, come inside." She gives him water, she gives him. He says, tell Yishmael I was here. And Yishmael came home, she said that he was here, and he gave you a brocha, and he was very happy, you know, that whatever. It says there that Yishmael was very happy because he understood how much Avram still cared for him. Because why? Because he had taken on this midah of chesed of Avram. He had this midah of chesed of Avram. And Avram tested it and saw, correct? Is something off your doorstep? You divorced a wife? You marry a new woman? Because of chesed? Yeah, chesed is very important to these people. So we see something very interesting. All the other goddesses are antagonists. He's up, I'm down, I'm up, he's down. Yishmael is not an antagonist, he's a competitor. There's a race going on here to see who's the real Zera of Rome. Who's the real Zera of Rome? He has all these minors. And all the things that we're supposed to be perfect in, he's claiming that he's doing it better than us. And sometimes he's not wrong, unfortunately. He has a claim. I'm the real Zera of Rome. And that's where the challenge is. That's where the tension is. And that's where the problem is. And that's where the difficulty is. Not another goddess like the other goddesses. Yeah. This is not Paramodus, Yovan, the Edom. This is a competitor. You know, if you have a factory and you're producing goods and you want to corner the market, it's not enough to make the goods just as well as your competitor. You have to be so much better than your competitor that he fades into oblivion. That's the Tichlis Chus Shal Yishmael. Yishmael is going to rule in the land and she Tichlis Chus until all the Shriot he has, mainly from Bris Mila, that is going to go away only when we can prove we're the real Zera Yitzchok. So we have to find out in all these minors. Again, I'm cutting this very, very short. Some would argue that I'm not cutting it short, but I'm going to cut this very short. Don't want to focus on one aspect, but if you pierce a hole into these minors that Yishmael has and you find the hollowness of it, we have to be careful that we don't have the same problem. We have to look at him carefully and make sure that we're not suffering from the same maladies. So let's just take Chesed as an example. Yeah, Yishmael is big into Chesed. But there's another Chazal that tells us there were Esa Manot, there were 10 portions of Znus came into the world. And Yishmael got 9. The rest of the world got 1. And we know what's going on in the rest of the world. Imagine how bad he is. And don't be fooled by the external appearances of Tzniyas. Don't be fooled by that at all. 9 portions of Znus came into the world. And Yishmael, 10 portions came to the world, and Yishmael got 9. What's it got to do with Chesed? Because Znus is Chesed gone wrong. You look in the Psukim there in Kedoshim, talking about Arias. There, the word that it uses is Chesed. Chesed is unbridled giving. Giving that's been perverted. Unbridled. He's an odor, but he's a para-odor. What's para? Para is undisciplined. Unbridled. No rules. That's why his real place where he should be living is in the midbar. Because if you live in the midbar, that's perfect for his, etc. Avaya domain is in the midbar. He can't survive any issues. You know why? Because in a yeshiva, there's rules. You know, there's red lights. There's, you can't make a noise after 11 o'clock at night. There's he'll restrain him. Yishmael can't live like that. Yishmael doesn't have any boundaries. He doesn't have any rules. Yishmael lives in the desert. You can't just tent somewhere. You do what you want. You park your camel wherever you want. You're never getting in a parking fine. Make as much noise as you want because there's no one there to yell it. Do whatever you want, whenever you want, however you want. That's the para order. That's the para in him. His chesed has that as well. His chesed is chesed gone wrong. How do you get it right? What's chesed gone right? Look at what Yishmael's doing. Yishmael believes in God. Yishmael believes in God. He's God. He's nichnas to Christo Shlom Avinu. He has imunah shleime that Hashem is bala yachfeilas kulam. Yeah? What does he do? He's an Adam. What does he do with his Olam Haba? He takes his lusts, his desires, his yearnings here, and he says, that's what God wants. He takes his own vested interests, and he says, that's what God wants. That's what God wants. He's not interested in the truth. Yishmael is very passionate, very emotional. He's just known. They're very poetic. They're very flowery. They're very impulsive. He has a feeling. He has a desire. What does he do? That's what Allah wants. But he talks about him all the time. So what Allah wants. It's what I want. That's what Allah wants. I'm relating to him on my terms, not his terms. And it's very emotional. We're interested in the truth. The truth is not necessarily emotional. I'm going to tell you a piece of truth now, and I promise you no one's going to get a lump in their throat. 2 + 2 = 4. It's true. Yes. Ever seen anybody break down an emotional arousal because of, no, the truth doesn't have to be emotional. Not anything that's emotional is necessarily true. We're interested in truth. Hashem Elokeichem Emes. Yishmael's interested in Hashem doing what I want him to do. You want to see this in the most scintillating way? By the way, none of this is my Torah. These are true. I heard from Moshe Shapiro, from Amotcha Miller, from Todras Miller, from Forim that were written by, the one is by a Mandelbaum, the other one's by a Weinstein. If you want, I can see a way to get hold of the Sforim. And then I'm not making up anything else. What I've heard, and but the mistakes I'm making are mine, but the basis of these shirim, you know, I've been, the first year I gave in Eish Kodesh was 12 years ago over here, it was on Golis Yishmael. So been on the road for a while with this. But the vort here is that, you remember the three Arabs that came to visit Avram Avinu? They were Malach, and they were dressed up as Arabs. And Avram made them wash their feet, and Rashi tells us because they worship the dust on their feet. And you ask yourself, that's an interesting Avodah Zarah. You ever heard of that one? You bow down and daven to the dust on your feet. What kind of Avodah Zarah is that? What kind of Avodah Zarah is that? What's Rashi talking about? Yeah. You know what that is? They worship wherever their feet take them. Wherever their feet take them, that's what God wants. That's what they worship. One of them says killing Jews is in the Quran. You have to do it. Another one says, no, you're not allowed to kill Jews. Why? Because that's what he wants, and that's what he wants. And he'll find whatever he wants, wherever he wants it. His chesed also. His olam haba, his spiritual aspect is also that the para-odom. There's an odom here. And he believes in two worlds. What is his olam haba? What he wants it to be. The Rambam says, by the way, don't be an idiot trying to think you know what Olam Haba is. It's eating and drinking and have a good time, like those fools. The Arabs, it says, like those fools, Aravim. Because if you come on a lozoche, they are drowning in znus. That's what they believe Olam Haba is. Why? Because that's what they want. That's what they want to get. So how do we deal with that? So the Rambam says, you have to be a chochem and a baldeya. We don't get excited. You can move trees back and forward. You can get rivers to flow up and down. You can make the best midrash walls twist down. No one gets excited by that. So what? Big deal. Novi's check there. Novi's coming. They do miracles and wondrous things. Big deal. As boss. Is it true or not? You have to be calmly, connectedly, go through, filter it through Torah ideas and decide for yourself. Or if you can't decide for yourself, something is a chokhmah and a baldeya to tell you what's true and what's not true. What's with the emotions? What's with the upheaval? People run around reacting to what's going on in the world with emotional upheaval. That's Yishmael. That's not us. Our chesed has to be, is a Shulchan Aruch. When to do chesed, how to do chesed, with who to do chesed, how much to do chesed. And it's always there, by the way, when you're trying to do kedusha, where the Yitzhara climbs in. You'll get to do chesed not in your town. You'll get to do chesed to someone who doesn't need to get. A million things the Yitzhara can get you to do chesed wrong. You can do it wrong. Be careful, because at the end of the road, that's where Yishmael Olam Haba lands in. Be very careful of that. The big danger there. The difficulty has made what not to say, what to leave out. I mean, we just end with this because it's late already. There's an observation I heard from a Ron Shaw. The problem we're going through now started on Shmini Atzeres. Actually started a lot before. It started that's where it really started. But for the purpose of our discussion, the problem started on Simchas Torah on Shmini Atzeres. What's the sort of Shmini Atzeres? Atah reisa nadoz ki Hashem hu Elokim ein oid mil vadoi. That's the whole message of Shmini Atzeres. Yeah? You just spent 7 days on Sukkot. Sukkot has a lot to do with the Goyim as well. We know the Kabbalah for the Goyim. There's what to do. That Chag has what to do about the Goyim. Well, after that, Hashem says, just stick around with me. I just want you to be alone with me. And we respond by saying, Atah reisa nadoz ki Hashem hu Elokim ein oid mil vadoi. When's the other Moyer festival that has that Yisod? Tichabal. You would never have guessed that. Huh? But if you're a Baal Kairi, you'll know that on Tichabal, we lay in the Pasuk of Atarei Sevedos, Yashem Elokim Einoid Mil Vado. There's a Gilu Ba'enol Mil Vado on Tichabal, and Rapinkus used to say it's the day where the Gilu Shchitme is greater than any other day of the year. Don't take out his book on Tichabal and go have a look why it's like that. There's two types of gilu of the Tareis and the Dos. There's a Tisha B'Av Dika Gilui, and there's Shmini Atzeres Dika Gilui. This year we had both in one day. We had the Tisha B'Av Dika Tareis and the Dos, and the Shmini Atzeres Tareis and the Dos on the same day. You know what it's teaching? This is all from Hashem, and it's all about us. It's all about us getting the message and responding correctly to what's going on. We're into truth. What is the truth? Then you can act. Once you know what the truth is, get emotional, for sure. For sure. But if you're starting with the emotions, you're going to have a lot of trouble. When it talks about the Novi Sheker, we'll end with this. It doesn't say Nasev and Nishma. It doesn't say do what he says and then you'll hear. It says Nishma v'Nasev. First listen to the Novi and then do what he says. That's not what you said. That's not talking about Nasev and Nishma. Yeah, that's when Hashem's talking, you Nasev and Ishma. But where there's a Novi and you're not sure if he's MS or not, just listen carefully to what he's saying and check it out and process it through the Das Chachomim. If it's true, then get excited. And if it's not, then I'll tell you that the Pasuk tells you what to do with the Novi Sheker. And it's not just the Novi Sheker, it's all the Sheker that we have thrown at us. Whether it's from Yishmael, whether it's from Asa, wherever it's coming from, there's a lot of Sheker in the world today. And we're influenced by it. You have to process calmly, cool, and collected. What is the MS here? In all the areas, in whatever we're doing. What does our davening look like? Chris Miller, we probably don't have too much to say about, unless you're a moyle. That's not going to be the problem. But the Bris Milah is about Enoid Milvada. Where are we holding in that? Imunah, by the way, is something you have to learn. The Israeli taxi drivers can get away with Imunah Belay, but we can't. That's not good enough. Imunah Belay. That doesn't work. You have to learn Imunah. Imunah is a subject. The famous son of Amos wrote a whole shard on Shara Batok, and you have to learn it and understand it. Anybody who's done it knows it. That's a possible. We don't have Imunah Belay. If there's Imunah in your hands. Like the father who said about the Chatzal. It's about processing with Seichel, approaching all the issues in life and asking, Maze, imze real or not? If it's true, then embrace it with everything. And if it's not, why is it even on your radar screen anymore? The source of that, again, I told you there's a lot more to discuss here, but that's a start. You can just open up the subject a little bit and hopefully have a little bit of clarity in all the bilbul hadas that's going on here. Hope this is useful. And if it is, so do more research. There's plenty on the subject. So I'll speak about this in many, many places. Take out the Rambam, Zigera, Sarambam. There's a lot here to do and a lot to discuss. And it's for Odmon Choshev that we understand this because we're the ones being tested. This whole story that's going on is talking to me and you. But it's about me. Because I know about it, if I know about it, it has something to do with me. And I have to see where I fit into this whole picture. Be easy to say, yeah, it's because of them, and it's because of them, and yeah, and it's them, and it's them. So then this has nothing to do with you. So why do you know about it? The earthquake in Nepal and in Turkey and the flood in the Mississippi Delta also has something to do with you. That's the first Rashi in Chumash. Everything that happens in the world is for Klal Yisrael. Whatever's going on in the world today has something to do with me. What you do with that, that's another discussion. Come to the 9:30 Vard, he'll tell you what to do about that. So we should be zeicher to find these holes in Yishmael's kindness, that he's the real Zera Avram, and take, and this is what we have to end with. We started with the Balaturim, remember? I nearly forgot. Where does Yitzhak come into this? Because Yitzhak is Din. Yitzhak is Gvura. What is Chesed without Yitzhak? That's Yishmael. That's the Pera Adot. Undisciplined Chesed. Who are we? We go from Avram to Yitzchak. Yitzchak is Din, so to speak, a filter. You filter the Chesed through and you come out with Yaakov. You come out with Emes. It's an Emes LeYaakov. That's how you get there. That's why the Nefila of Yishmael will come about through Yitzchak. When we start taking this message of who connected, process what's going on, find the truth to the discipline of taking all the good we're supposed to be doing, but disciplining it and challenging it in the right, challenging it in the right areas, that will be the tichlis chus of Yishmael. You'll go from Avram splits off into two. He goes to the Pera Adam, and he goes to Yitzchak. What comes out of Yitzchak? Yaakov. Because when you pull to chesed, and you channel it, and you use it correctly, then you get to truth. And if you don't, then you're a peridot. You're an adam, but you're peridot. You're unbridled, undisciplined, and that leads to the Purizamaba looks like. You worship the dust of your feet. You worship wherever your passions take you, wherever your emotions take you. That's what you worship, and that's what you say God wants. You should be Zoyfe very soon to see the Tichlis Chus. You should be able to come back to our land in peace. Each tachas gafnoi, b'mehre b'yameinu, omein, omein.